From Washington, this is VOA News. Coming up, a new round of Iran nuclear talks gets underway today, plus deadly blast in Lebanon. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. A senior U.S. lawmaker says Congress will not vote on new economic sanctions against Iran while international negotiations aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program continue. Senator Bob Corker spoke Tuesday shortly after a White House meeting with key Senate leaders. In that meeting, President Obama asked that any new sanctions be delayed while nuclear talks get set to resume Wednesday in Geneva. Iran's foreign minister issued an internet video appealing to viewers to understand Iran's insistence on a right to enrich uranium and portraying the country as a champion of developing nations who want to stand up against world powers. That story now from VOA's Al Pessin.
With the mood set by soothing music, Zarif started with some rhetorical questions.
What is dignity? What is respect? Are they negotiable? Is there a price tag?
Much of the 5-minute video is in that vein, with Zarif claiming that by insisting on what it considers its right to enrich uranium, Iran is only asking for the respect and dignity all other countries have. He portrays Iran as a champion of the downtrodden, saying it's standing up to tyranny and demanding respect. He says Iran is pursuing nuclear energy to be able to determine its own destiny. Al Pessin, VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan government says the United States has agreed not to let its forces raid and search the homes of ordinary Afghans under a proposed security agreement. U.S. assurance came during a telephone conversation between Secretary of State John Kerry and Afghan President Hamid Karzai on Tuesday. Searches of Afghan homes by American forces had emerged as a sticking point in negotiations and threatened to derail the bilateral security agreement, which will govern the presence of forces in Afghanistan after most foreign troops leave next year. More than 20 people were killed Tuesday when Islamist militants attacked a police station that happened in central Somalia. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack in the town of Beledweyne. A new forecast says that the global economic growth slowed this year and will not advance at a fast pace to make it through next year. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News, reporting from Washington.